We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Canes and Toledo. That's this Saturday. And we got a watch party at American Social Brickell. I'll be there from 12 to 3. The WQAM Street Team will have Dos Equis giveaways. You'll have a chance to win a 60-gallon cooler. Dos Equis, keep it interesante.
Did I say that right? Yeah, Danny Q in the back is, when he smiles, I know I said it right.
Make sure you're saying it right, man.
Just interesante. Don't.
I know, but the fact is you had to look at DQ to make sure you say it right.
Because I make him say it in the spot that I read.
Oh.
But I said it there anyway. By the way, let's go to the Toyota Hollywood Hotline, speaking of the Canes in Toledo. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr. will join us right now. Don, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Don Bailey Jr., man, we are doing great, and we're all waiting to see what this thing's going to look like going on the road against Toledo. Only a 10.5-point favorite in this game. What is it about Toledo that we don't know except that we keep hearing about all these really talented wide receivers?
I think it starts with the receivers, Joe. I think it, when you look at Toledo the last couple of years, they've done a great job on offense. They've gone over 500 yards a bunch of times, and they challenged Miami last year. And I'll remind Hurricane fans that it was after a 20-some-day layoff in the hurricane, and Miami went in at halftime trailing but rebounded strongly and put Toledo to sleep in the second half. So I just think it's a road game. I think that they're a talented offense. They play very, very good on defense, solid. Nothing tricky, but they hold their own. And they've been very productive coming off an 11-win season last year, and they had 60-some-odd points in their opening game. So I think everybody realizes that teams are going to be pretty close, especially if you're going on the road. But I expect Miami to handle it.
Don, I know you can't learn a lot from the Savannah State game because it was a blowout, 77-0, but multiple quarterbacks played in that game. What were your thoughts on the other guys that played besides Malik?
Well, I'm glad they all played, and I'm glad that everybody got a chance to see them that was at the game and was able to catch it on television, but I learned that they're not ready to play yet. I mean, Malik Rozier still gives Miami the best chance to win. I do believe that I saw talent, and each one of those guys has a little something different to them. Nikosi Perry is certainly mobile enough and has a strong enough arm. And I got a kick out of Coach Witt, you know, in the post game. He was saying that Nikosi was a little nervous in the pre-game warm-up, realizing that he's going to get on the field for the first time. And, you know, Cade Weldon came in and scored with his feet. And he's a guy that has really probably progressed the most from last year to this year. And then Jaren Williams, we got to look into the future, whether it's this year's future or next year's future or thereafter, but a guy that's got a big, strong arm, and they got to get him on the field. I think that's the main thing, because this season's going to fly by real quick, and you open up with a pretty tough schedule next year, and you got to get him on the field as much as you can and let it sort itself out.
Don, Malik Rozier, and you know, there was all the people upset after the LSU game, and Malik was taking most of it, although there was plenty to go around. Is there a chance if he struggles for some reason in this game early that they make a switch, or do they just go, Malik's got to get us through this game?
So I think that the way that I've seen Coach Rick manage quarterbacks is that, you know, he said last year after he pulled Malik against Pitt that he had time to digest it and think about it and said he probably shouldn't have done that as a coach.
Okay,
so I mean, he stole that to everybody after he's had time to sleep on it. So I don't think that he's going to go back and do that again. I do think at some point that he's going to try and play the second team guy. And these are his words, that every week it's a battle for who's number two. I think he's going to try and get that guy on the field as much as he can whenever he can. And the thing that I think fans got to remember, and I have to remind myself of this all the time too, is when Miami was at their greatest, there was a ton of depth, but more importantly, there was competition everywhere. And I mean everywhere, every day, every play. And I mean, go back to the very beginning. You know, it, the rosters, Jim Kelly, Mark Richt, Vinny Testaverde, Bernie Kosar.
Wow.
That, I mean that's from, that's 1980, 1981, whatever that is. And then you've got, it's just been stacked. And well, it's not stacked right now. There's, yeah, there's some very, very good players. And you've got guys that are challenging, but this freshman class that has come in now has put some pressure on some guys, and that's where you need to have it. You got to have the competition, and it helps the coaches manage the team, but everybody's getting better, because if you know you don't have anybody over your shoulder, you're going to go hard, but you may not go as hard as if you think you mess up, you're going to come sit on the bench with the coach over here.
Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. All right, offensive line-wise, I mean, again, Savannah State was Savannah State, but LSU also, through those two games, what did you think of the O-line?
I think Hayden Mahoney, the right guard, who started two games last year and was really in a battle for his job this year, has been grading out extremely high. You know, he's not a – I wouldn't say he's the most talented guy on that offensive line, but he makes very few mistakes. He's very, very tough. And he's pretty much solidified himself at right guard. Donaldson, who was an All-American as a freshman last year at right guard, they bumped him out to tackle, and he's finally starting to get a feel for it. Now, you got to remember, he had only three or four practices in spring at that position, and then he had all of fall camp, and he got in against LSU, played that whole game, played the whole game against Savannah. And I think he's starting to adjust, and they're coming together, because nobody on that offensive line started at the position ever before than the center when the season started. So the center was the only guy that had a bunch of starts at that position. Mahoney had two starts at right guard, left tackle, no starts at left tackle, left guard, no starts, period. So it's been a bit of an adjustment period, but they're doing a nice job coming together, and I think this week they'll get better. And they're going to continue to get better.
Hey, Don, which freshman helped themselves the most last week off that game? We heard the coach talking a little bit about it, and I wasn't here early in the week. Who would those freshmen be?
Got to be Al Blades, right? I mean, I think, first of all, Bandy went down against LSU, and they put Al Blades in there, junior in there, and he stepped up to the plate. He's been named special teams captain. And this guy, Joe, you know, I watch him and you see it. You just see the talent in him. But then you talk to him and you watch how he interacts. And this guy's going to be the captain of your football team one day. I mean, quickly. He is already for the week. But he's going to end up being a captain. He's going to end up being your defensive leader. He's just so mature and nothing's too big for him. And he doesn't shy away from any of that. So I've been impressed with him. You know, the tight ends. LSU, zero catches out of the tight ends. Last week, Savannah, eight catches, and I guess it was three touchdowns. Those two guys are as good a freshman tandem, I think, that there probably is in the country and has been around here a long time. And that's nice to have the tight ends come into play. And there was that young offensive line. I mean, nobody probably watched it but me, but they signed some heck of a players at that position. All three of those freshman offensive linemen did a nice job.
Don, I'll pay you back, but can you lend me $100K so I can buy the new turnover chain for Joe?
Oh, hey, you know, I'd lend you $100K, but I only got about 97. I only got about 93,000 because you guys got me to donate carpet to the athletic director's office.
I hope it was nice carpet.
Oh. It was the best I had. Believe me. So next time you guys start donating stuff for me, let me know first. All right?
Oh, good old Blake. We better get the invite to that office to step on that carpet. Gosh, that's for sure.
That's good stuff.
What do you think of the new, real quick, the new turnover chain, the Ibis?
I wish I had one. I'd wear it. I'd wear it. It's far better looking than that backpack they're wearing up the road.
The turnover purse? The turnover purse. That's
you've been dying to get that shot
right,
in, man.
That's right. Oh, man. Don Bailey Jr., you can hear him on Saturday right here on WQAM, the Hurricanes and Toledo kickoff at noon. Don, have a great weekend. Have a great trip to Toledo.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Hey, Joe, see you guys later. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you later.
Don Bailey Jr.
Don Bailey.
He had to get that little Florida State shot in.
I knew he was waiting on that
backpack.
One. I knew he was waiting on that one. He also had
to call it the purse.
Turnover purse. Waiting for the remix.
Well, it's a woman's bag.
My solo
we decided that on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.